Goddings Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. This is Wash Up on K-Rock 955. Tom King live from the MCG Ocean Grove, 9.13.67. Over the top of Geelong Amateur, 7.4.46 in the clash at Ray Menzies Oval yesterday. The Grubbers improved to 7-4 there. Coach Paul Lynch, good enough to join us. Lynchy, firstly, congratulations on the win, but I would fair to say it's one of your better wins of the year considering some of the personnel you were missing.
Yeah, we're having a bit of a rough trot with injuries, but like every other club, and I don't think I've coached against a football club that hasn't had a rough trot with injuries, I'm a big believer that you just got to survive your injuries, and you know, they're as common as kicks, marks and handballs nowadays, so I'm a bit like the old Alistair Clarkson theory, one soldier comes in for another, so having a bad run, but we're keeping our nose above water, which is the main thing.
Yeah, it is quality you're missing though. Just give us a couple of names that well, you hope to get back in coming weeks.
Probably Pete Hardy will play next week, I think. Luke Cartelli will play. Caden Long will probably play next week. Nick Lynch is probably three or four away. Corey Wilder is probably three or four away. Trying to think who else is on that list. But, yeah, they're probably five or six off the top of my head that are still a bit away. But hopefully we'll get two of them back next week.
Yeah, crucial 4 points though, wasn't it? Just in terms, of, was it really an 8 point game? You lose this one, you're 8 points behind in the rush for a double chance spot.
Yeah, we're just keeping our nose above the other pack at the moment, which is good. So we've been able to get wins when we need them, just to keep us above it. But you know, it's such an even competition. Like, it's probably, you know, one of the most even competitions I've been involved in. And any sort of slip up can put you back right. You know, you can go from third or fourth back to seventh or eighth. So you just got to be so switched on every time you play. And we spoke about that after the game, how, you know, we had a good win, but we can't go now and slip up against Anglesey. We've got to put in a good performance and consolidate a bit.
Yeah, that loss to Drysdale a few weeks back, and they seem to have your number in recent occasions, to the Hawks. But how have you bounced back from that? Was there a bit of reflection among the playing group after that loss?
Yeah, we did. We had a bit of a meeting, and I think we spoke about crisis meetings there at one stage, me and a few of the older players, and I think we all said that everyone's been through a crisis meeting at some stage in their playing career, but it certainly wasn't that. It was just a bit of a chat to say, you know, why we're having poor starts, because we were letting guys get five goals up in us very early in peace. So we discussed that and ways to improve that. And, you know, we're just always trying to get collectively better as a group, and we just rejigged a little bit of things, and we changed a few ways we're setting up around the footy, and that certainly helped us a little bit too. So I think as a coach, you just got to keep learning and evolving, and as a playing group itself, you've got to do that as well.
Horrible day for footy yesterday. Conditions weren't great anywhere across the region, but Andrew Jarvis named your best player. That's a fair effort for a big bloke on a day like yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't actually get too much rain. We only had a little bit of a drizzle down in Ocean Grove, so it was windy and all that sort of stuff, but I thought Jarvis's game was exceptional. I thought, you know, he was at the start. He took on both Dahl and Shepherd before Shepherd got injured. But, you know, I reckon he would have had it 25 to 30 times as a big bloke in them conditions. It was amazing. So it's as good a game as I've seen him play. And I just thought he gave our midfielders first use just all day. And as you know, that's pretty important in footy.
You got Jake Carmody down to the club at the start of last year. And you said he probably wouldn't play every game. But you probably know this, but he has played every game since he got to the club, 30 straight. I don't think you expected that to happen when he got to the Grubbers.
No, he was just starting to get a few niggles in my last year at Colac, so I thought he'd probably miss, you know, his 3 or 4 years, but he prepares pretty well for football, and his younger days are probably behind him a little bit, so he's always, you know, eating the right foods and doing the right thing. So he's been, you know, the last 2 years he's been very lucky. He hasn't even had a niggle or anything. So games where we're hoping, you know, we might have been able to give him a rest, we can't really afford to do it because the competition's that even, so... He does have very minimal training loads during the week. He doesn't train Tuesday and he does his own stuff. And then, you know, he trains Thursday. So we try to look after him a little bit during the week to help him out.
Yeah, absolutely. Lynchy, it's going to be a great run to the finals. As you said, that little Barn Heads have probably pulled away a little bit, but from Anglesey down to Queenscliff and Motawarri, it's still well and truly on for both double chance and final five spots. You're in the thick of it and you're in front of the ledger, which is the main thing at this time of the year. Well done on the win yesterday. Really appreciate your time.
Beautiful. Thanks, Kenny.